is a reminder that celebrating Christmas is not halal, putting up a Christmas tree is not halal, wishing people a happy Christmas or a merry Christmas is not halal. So as a Muslim, you should be confident in your religion. Be proud that you are Muslim. Don't try to be someone that you are not.
Islamist extremist threats continue to threaten Christmas and New Year's celebrations worldwide. In Germany, security forces arrested 5 men, including a suspected imam, for planning a vehicle ramming attack on a Christmas market in Bavaria.
And this comes after heightened security measures were put in place following car ramming attack at a Christmas market in the city of Magdeburg last year, which killed 6 people and injured more than 300. And authorities say he called for the attack to be carried out with the aim of killing or injuring as many people as possible at the market.
In Poland, a 19-year-old student was detained for allegedly preparing an Islamic State-inspired bombing at a Christmas market, while Turkish police conducted raids detaining over 115 suspected ISIS members accused of plotting attacks on churches, synagogues, and New Year's gatherings during the festive period.
Authorities have taken dramatic action ahead of the holiday season. More than 100 suspected members of the Islamic State group have been arrested in a massive counter-terrorism sweep. Remember, Turkey shares a long border with Syria, nearly 900 kilometers, where jihadist groups remain active. That proximity has made the region a key concern for the Turkish security forces. And this operation comes shortly after a deadly attack in Syria on December 13, where a lone ISIS gunman, remember, killed 2 U.S. soldiers and an American civilian.
Hugh, this is 70 strikes inside Syria, ISIS targets. That's significant. Having covered the Pentagon for a long time, that's not minuscule. And this is in response to the killing of those 3 soldiers that you saw the president meet at Dover Air Force Base.
This is a much needed and much welcome message to every enemy of America in the world that if you harm, and the president put in caps in his Truth Social, if you harm or threaten any American, especially our servicemen, he will hit you harder than you have ever been hit before. And so those people in ISIS, or whether or not they're in ISIS, I'm not sure, who are getting hammered tonight. A-10s mean they're close. They're in close and they're pounding the ground. This is the best thing President Trump could do to protect American troops and civilians abroad. I applaud him completely.
Back in Turkey, was orchestrating suicide attacks targeting civilians in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Turkey, and Europe.
The Islamic State also issued explicit threats urging supporters to turn the holiday into a season of terror.
Islamic State put out, a sort of press release. It was described as a newsletter, whatever that means, calling for the Christmas period to become a season of terror, attacking Christians and Jews. And they mocked the fact that we've taken security measures at our Christmas markets, like those hostile vehicle mitigation bollards that we saw recently at Birmingham Christmas Market. And we've seen all sorts of Christmas markets being patrolled by armed police. This is a quote. They said, to engage crowds of Christians and Jews in the heart of Europe, America, and the Jewish state, running them over with buses, beating them, and smashing them with heavy hammers. So we've seen across Europe, we've seen in Germany, in Belgium, in France, nativity scenes have been destroyed, baby Jesus statues have been decapitated and stolen, a donkey was actually punched in the face.
But it wasn't just limited to Islamic hatred. Hindu nationalist groups intensified attacks amid the Christmas season also. Reports documented over 700 incidents of violence against Christians throughout the year, including assaults on carolers, vandalism of church decorations, disruptions of prayer meetings, and mob harassment, with organizations like the Vishwa Hindu Parishad urging Hindus to boycott the festival. While New Year's has become a display of global cowardice.
In Times Square at this time, we are continually operating in a heightened threat, and please be conscious of your surroundings.
Well, federal agents have arrested a Texas man for allegedly trying to help ISIS. The newly uncovered plot comes as DHS issues a warning urging people to remain vigilant during their New Year's Eve celebrations.
Federal charges have been filed against this ISIS sympathizer here in Texas, so he's charged with trying to give bomb-making materials to an undercover FBI agent.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger, a beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
Welcome to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I'm Nick Sorter. I am outside the Quality Learning Center. However, I was set up, actually, and had a pretty decent setup outside the Quality Learning Center until the violent Somalis decided to go ahead and surround me and start yelling at me and calling for backup. So now I'm live from inside the vehicle outside the Quality Learning Center until I get some backup out here. You just never know how this stuff is going to end up playing out with these people. I mean, they're unhinged. They have literally nothing to lose at this point because they've been exposed beyond, hopefully beyond repair. And that's why we're still out here pushing on this entire issue. Now, Tim Walz has responded to these, exposés, we'll say, by not attacking the fraudsters or digging into it any further or launching new investigations. No. He has decided that he was going to start attacking Nick Shirley. Yes, calling him today on Twitter a conspiracy theorist, of course. I mean, amongst their names, which just shows you that this guy is not even remotely serious about digging into the fraud. Nobody believes him when he says that it's not happening anymore. Nobody. Not even his own party believes him when he says that it's not happening anymore, but under control. They're not doing very well being able to defend it. His favorite newspaper out here, the Minnesota Star Tribune, which is basically the mouthpiece for the Democrat Party out here and for Tim Walz himself, is even having a hard time defending it. And so again, they're going after Nick Shirley instead, even talking about the fact that his family settled a lawsuit when he was 12 years old. It had nothing to do with him, but they tried to use that as an attack piece against Nick Shirley. Of course, they can't attack the story, so they're going to try to attack the messenger. They did exactly the same thing to me out there in Portland when I was reporting on the ground out there. And hell, I warned Nick right away. That's exactly what was going to happen. It's very predictable, and the character assassination, it's not going to work on him. It just isn't. I've known him for a long time. He is a super good. Oh, here's the Minneapolis police. If somebody probably called them on me again, which we got that story a little bit later in the episode here. I've been out here for, I guess, how many days now? Maybe 5-6 days, something like that. Kind of lost track at this point. And we have now had the police called on us at least twice, and they end up running lights and sirens because the Somalis have learned that if you call the police and tell them that they are, that somebody is coming after you with a firearm, they'll come out lights and sirens. However, if I were to call them and say that I was being attacked and followed and stalked by these Somalis, like they'll probably just come over here and charge me with a hate crime. I mean, the Minneapolis Police Department is one of the most corrupt police departments in the country, and I mean that for the most part, they've had their balls cut off since the George Floyd days. That was another place, guys, that I wanted to go live from, was George Floyd Plaza. But I thought that would be way too dangerous. And so I thought maybe the Quality Learning Center would be a little bit less dangerous, but that has now proven to not be the case. You shouldn't have to worry about being violently attacked. Oh, here's the police again. Now they're just hovering behind me. We're going to have some fun. You guys can... Maybe you can see it a little bit. It might get interesting. This is a live show, guys. You don't know out here. Story of my life. Anyway, where was I going with that? Oh yeah, George Floyd Plaza. One of the ugliest, most offensive pieces of really garbage that I've ever seen. I've never seen pictures of George Floyd Plaza before, and there's a reason for that. It's because nobody wants to publish photos of that place because it's so ugly. It looks like it was imported directly from Somalia. And that's like a no-go zone for police at this point. Go ahead and roll clip 10, guys. It shows this is what we've been dealing with here. This is outside... Yesterday, outside the Quality Learning Center, with police responding, lights and sirens, because a journalist was taking pictures outside the building. And not a single person... Not a single person has been arrested or charged or cited or anything for these false 911 calls. Because what they're saying is, well, he was reaching in his pocket. And it made me think he had a gun. They know that I didn't have a firearm. They know that none of these other journalists that they're calling the police on are there to shoot them. They're just using it as a scare tactic to keep us away. And that's what they're using the other thugs out here for, that come out here and harass me, because they think they will just go away. But in reality, all they're doing is exposing themselves. Because now I have to do this from the confines of a vehicle. So, but anyway, we'll actually get into the meat of the show right after the break here. We're going to have a Minnesota State Senator on who is calling out a lot of the fraud that's happening in the state government, as well as that new family leave program where the Somalis get 20 weeks of paid leave on the taxpayers' dime and how they're already scamming that. We'll be right back right after the break. Bear with us here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. It dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else is doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultra-methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
we're going to do this a little bit differently because I don't like having to be confined to my car and not being allowed to film wherever I want to film. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to film wherever we want to film. And where that is outside the Quality Learning Center out here. It looks like the police, although they definitely weren't here to protect me, did scare away, for now, the Somali mob that was outside here. But in the meantime, you know, what I actually want to get into is some substance here, and something that several, especially higher profile conservatives out here in Minnesota have been sounding the alarm on, and that's this Tim Walz's new paid family leave program, 20 weeks for Somalis and other illegals that just started on January 1st. And here to talk about that, we have Senator Holmstrom from Minnesota out here, one of the best Republicans in the legislature out here. Welcome to the show out here in front of the Quality Learning Center. Senator, thank you for being here.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, and so guys, I want to roll clip number 15, I believe, where, because you have whistleblowers that are already talking about the scam that is occurring in Tim Walz's new 20 paid week program. Number 15, guys.
Already, whistleblowers in state government are saying that people are planning to scam it. Under the new law, almost every resident is eligible to take up to 20 weeks of paid leave a year to take care of family or for medical reasons, with taxpayers footing the bill and paying out a percentage of a person's salary up to $1,420 a week. The program's projected to cost between $1 and $1.5 billion a year, but Republican lawmakers say that could go up dramatically thanks to how vaguely the law is written, making it ripe for fraud.
One thing that people don't know, you can designate one person annually as the person you care for. So I can designate my uncle living in Florida, go on vacation, and it's up to your employer to investigate whether you're really caring for that person or not. Like, that's just, there's no guardrails. It's going to be ridden with fraud, just like we see in our other systems. The honor system is not the best way to distribute all this money.
Despite the growing scandal around the alleged fraud already taking place, Governor Tim Walz is dismissing those concerns from Republican lawmakers.
So, and you're a Republican lawmaker, over $1 billion a year. Do you guys have $1 billion to give away? I thought it's already gone to, like, you know, quality learning centers and stuff. Well, where is this money coming from,
Senator? It's all the billions that we have to give. So this money is actually being added to a payroll tax. Employers and employees are paying it themselves. It's making everyone feel entitled. If I'm paying the tax, I might as well take the benefit. And the result is we were supposed to have 120 or 130,000 people in the first year sign up. In the first 2 days, we had more than 10% of that. We're going to be totally over budget by the middle of January. This program is going to be broke and completely out of money by June. And there's no, the only option is they're going to make us try to funnel more money into it or increase taxes, neither of which will have my support or the support, I imagine, of any of my Republican colleagues. This is a broken system set up by people who don't understand how economics work, and they want to try to just give free things away to buy more votes.
Yeah, and so based on what it sounds like, every single year you can designate somebody else. That's 20 weeks out of the year, up to 20 weeks out of the year. And so if I, and it sounds like also that it's up to the employer to verify or sign off and hold the individual accountable for whoever they say they're taking care of. So if I work at a Somali daycare, for example, can I not just go to my Somali boss and just have him sign off on 20 weeks of paid family leave? Can we not just do that?
Of course that's what they're going to do. What's even crazier is if my mother is, you know, chronically ill, and I have 8 brothers and sisters, all 8 of us could take 20 weeks off simultaneously to care for that one parent. It compounds. It's just insane. And obviously that's not what anyone's going to do. This is, if you have 8 people take off work to care for one person, eight people are going on vacation. That's just how this is going to break down.
Right, exactly. And I mean, that was one of the examples given on Fox the other day too, by one of your colleagues out there saying that, you know, just go take care of my uncle down in Florida for 20 weeks and get paid by the Minnesota taxpayers to do so. And I went to a lot of other parts of Minnesota. I have not been staying in Minneapolis for obvious reasons. I've typically stayed about an hour away each time in different cities throughout the state. And you meet any of the people out there, out in God's country, and they hate all of this. They hate Tim Walz. They want him gone. They can't stand to see their state being bankrupted like this, especially by foreigners. What's it going to take, man, to get this state back and get it back on the road? I mean, back three decades ago, this was a state, and I know it can get back to that.
So, you know, it's interesting that you say that out beyond the belt loop, the hour away from the cities, that's referred to as rocks and cows country. Tim Walz says that the only thing that exists beyond 494 and 694 is rocks and cows. There are no voters out here that matter. He's famously attacked for that, and fairly enough, because he doesn't care about anybody outside of the metro. Mm-hmm. And it's exemplified by all these programs. We see all this fraud. Most of it's taking place within the metro, and it's really frustrating. The solution is Minnesotans have to wake up. They have to be ready to go to bat on election day, but not just on election day. They need to make sure that they're campaigning on behalf of common sense, logical people. So we're going to be coming into this campaign cycle, and we need every single Minnesotan who cares, who's listening to this program or any program, to contact everybody in their phone, call all your friends, all your relatives, all your work colleagues, and just make sure that they know about what's happening in the fraud. It seems like with how this is, we're talking about it every single day, there are still some people who do not realize how crazy it is, that don't realize that they're getting a $10 billion tax increase 2 years ago, and almost all of that money ends up going to fraud. $9 billion has gone to fraud now. That's a losing proposition for Democrats. They're totally disjointed right now. Their party doesn't know what's going on. They don't know how to handle this. If we can do a good job of showing that, we're going to win.
Yeah, and I think over the past week and a half, 2 weeks now, you guys have done a really, really good job showcasing why we need to get back to it and why your state needs to turn away from the policies of Tim Walz and the rest of the Democrat Party out here. And so, Michael, I want to give you the opportunity right now, because how long have you been in the Senate? Tell everybody how long you've been in the Senate.
I've been here for just about 2 months now, just a little under 2 months.
And you're already kicking ass. That's my point. And so where do people follow you, man? Where do people follow you?
Go to X, Michael H underscore MN, or on Facebook, we have a campaign page. We have Michael, Mike for MNSenate.com. We post updates on all of that.
Got it. Thank you, man. And we'll give you a shout out later. Sorry for all of this. It's just I keep getting mobbed.
Thanks for being
here. I think it's about to happen again. So see you, man. We'll be right back, guys.
I'm going to say this right now. We have survived and battled the federal and state courts, the Democratic Party, the whole nine yards. And we have great products, and I appreciate all your support. But 70%+ of the money that comes in is the legal cost. If we didn't have those battles going, we'd be 24 hours a day, as I've always planned, and totally kicking ass. But it's part of the cost of the fight in this information war, and I appreciate you keeping us here. But with everything going on, we've got about a $300,000 underage right now and need to have the money for payroll and bandwidth and all the things we're doing. This is, and it's not a Chicken Little thing or the sky's falling or boy who cried wolf. You've seen the attacks, you've seen the news, you've seen us battling, you know, God, you know, pulls us out right at the last minute. And I know we're going to get massive support of the successful shutting this down. People are going to be, whoa. But regardless, the products are insane. But at InfoWarsStore.com, with the bankruptcy and the receiver, they don't let us get a lot of new product, all that. We have the collectible limited edition Save InfoWars posters. We have a chance at an auction next month with the state. If they don't let it be a real auction, the good guys can't buy InfoWars, we'll be shut down. And I just want to fight to the end, and whatever happens, happens. But we have the collectible posters for $25, unsigned, $100 signed. That's a lot of money. I know. It's the point is, it's a fundraiser. You're opting in to do that. It's beautiful posters, three of them. But if you want to just give a straight donation on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com, you can just give a straight donation. The credit card fees are like 4% for us, and then we get 96% of the money to actually run the operation. So we're winning in court. We're having a lot of big effects. I'm not going to spend hours explaining it all to you, but we're down to the last round here right now, and we need the funds. And you know the show delivers the truth. It has a major effect. We influence the White House, creating a lot of good stuff happening. It's a valuable thing in the info war to keep on air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm asking you humbly for a straight donation, $5, $50, $100. Give a straight donation if you want, or if you want one of the posters, signed or unsigned, as a memento that you stood up for the Republic at a key time. We got a little bit of the fish oil back in, a little bit of the bodies back in. That's selling out quickly. The receiver let us do that. But none of this goes to the plaintiffs. None of this goes to the bad guys. It's literally in the red right now, okay, with what we got projected in the next month. I need the funds now. Please make a donation. This is the critical time. TheAlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. If InfoWars gets shut down, that's our sponsor for the new network that's already been built, but it's also funding InfoWars, and there's not enough coming in. So you can support either way. TheAlexJonesStore.com, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, all the t-shirts, that's great. But if you want to straight up support, know it all goes to it, make a donation or get one of the posters at InfoWarsStore.com. It's up to you. Please take action now.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screens got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired, unfocused, slow. But I crack the code, now the voltage flows. Clean energy, no crash, no fade. Mind sharp like a blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind. This ain't luck, nah, this is designed. Ultimate power. Chains, ultimate power. Energy on command. From the election store, come now take a stand.
We have something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate power at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
All right, and we are back here again outside the Quality Learning Center. Found a spot where maybe it'll be a little bit more difficult to be cornered at the time. However, it is snowing out here now. I cannot wait to leave Minneapolis. I'm just being totally honest. I mean, it's great to be able to report from out here, but and try to get to the bottom of some of this stuff, but man, is it cold, and man, do the people in Minneapolis absolutely suck. Anyway, I'll stop complaining now, and let's bring on TJ Roberts. My friend TJ Roberts, he's a Kentucky state representative, as well as an attorney who I have had to call on multiple occasions out here because, you know, dealing with police and such. TJ, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming, sir.
Nick, thank you for having me on, and I think that Rain Energy Drinks and Alp Nicotine Pouches need to be thanking you for keeping me awake so much for all the times you've had to call me.
Yeah, just so everybody, so TJ is also, he's also my attorney personally, and which is very helpful at times. I give this guy heart attacks all the time by having to call him at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he answers, typically. You never know what it's going to be, but we definitely appreciate you, TJ, on that. But I think this is so an important topic that I wanted to bring up with you in particular, because you are also a state legislator as well. So you understand how federal funding works, like when checks are written from the federal government to the state to fund projects like this. I at least hope you don't have anything like this in the state of Kentucky going on out there. I know there aren't very many smallies out there, but why does it seem very difficult, TJ, for the federal government just to make blanket cuts across the board no more money to Minnesota at all until they fix the fraud problems everywhere.
Well, Nick, that's actually a really great question. Unfortunately, we do have issues like this happening in Kentucky, such as the granting of illegal driver's licenses to illegal immigrants for $200 in cash. And to say the least, roads are federally subsidized. But why is this so difficult? Actually, it's because there is...
Yeah, go ahead.
There is no courage whatsoever in Congress. There's no appetite to cut spending, which we absolutely need to do anyway. I'm amazed that people think it's the role of the federal government to provide for daycare. I mean, it's not the role of government to raise your children. That is a terrifying proposition, especially when you look at the sheer impropriety that government tends to engage in and the people in charge of our government. It's absurd. It's a preposterous notion, but the fact that they are defrauding it makes it all the more outrageous, because there are people who pay their taxes and have tax liens put on them, and they're trying to make an honest living, and we're using that money to go toward fraudsters who, frankly, shouldn't even be in this country in the first place.
Yeah, and it seems to go a lot further than just the daycare frauds out here. You also have this one right here. It was a fantastic reporting from News Nation's Rick McHugh. Discovering a building in Minnesota with 60 Somali healthcare companies with signs on the door, but nothing inside at all. Guys, that's clip number 16, if you can roll that one for me. Go ahead and roll it with audio.
This building right behind me has 22 different home and community-based healthcare companies registered in the building. It's only four floors. I walked in there yesterday trying to find a number of them. Many of them are appear to be just window fronts, door fronts, with nobody behind. So same story, different location. We're here in St. Paul at this building, which looks like a warehouse or a dilapidated old building. Inside this building, there are 60 registered home and health community healthcare organizations inside this one building. We're here in Northeast Minneapolis, and we're at a building that I believe is on the radar of authorities. They have questions about it. A lot of the businesses in here are home healthcare businesses. Of the total businesses, there's 37. 17 of them are home healthcare businesses.
There's just layer upon layer upon layer of fraud throughout this city, Jessica. As for whether Governor Walz is going to testify before the Oversight Committee, that remains to be seen. We asked him at his office if he was going to testify, and we have yet to hear back.
And so I have a couple of questions about that. Let's get some feedback from you, TJ, on this. But I want to go back a little bit to what we were talking about earlier. You said that Congress doesn't have the balls to act. We know that. We've known that for years. And I don't think they ever will have the balls to act on any of this stuff. But what I want for people in the audience that they may not understand is why don't we just see the administration go in here, and do they have the ability to unilaterally cut off federal funding for all programs because of the rampant fraud that's been proven? It's not just a theory, it's been proven. Do they not have that ability?
I think that they do have that ability, because the goal of the executive branch is to carry out the law, and the law states that these are for giving child care, for health care. So if you're not using it for that purpose, it would stand to reason that the executive branch has the ability to take enforcement action to deny these funds until it's proven that these are not fraudulent entities. And further, that's something I'm hearing that DOGE is working on as well, not just for Minnesota, but for all states. I hope they actually follow through with that, because, look, if we are going to have these programs, they should at least be administered honestly. It's a spit in the face to every single American taxpayer to say that you should have to fund fraudsters. And that's what's happening right now. And that's happening everywhere.
Yeah. And the other thing that you heard Rich McHugh saying there is that Tim Walz may or may not be testifying in front of the House Oversight Committee. Tim has not been subpoenaed. He has been invited to testify I mean, why not subpoena him, TJ? Does he have to do the invite first? Is that required? And then if he doesn't show up, then you subpoena him?
I don't know of any house rule that requires that you invite them first. They should subpoena him. They should absolutely drag him in front of Congress.
Yes. TJ, this is why people are so sick and tired of hearing about just members of Congress saying things, right? Because just do it. The guy's not going to show up willingly. Why would he do that? Why would he do that?
Right.
So subpoena him and drag him in there. And honestly, man, people don't even want to hear about congressional hearings much anymore either, because not a lot seems to ever come out of them. But like, don't just be like, oh, well, Tim said he's not going to come, so I guess we're just going to let him loose. I mean, come on.
Right. I mean, it might be difficult to subpoena someone with the mental infirmities of Tim Walz, but that said, they should still subpoena him. They should drag him before Congress, let him plead the Fifth Amendment, and from there, the Department of Justice needs to indict him. And they need to do it right. They need to convict him. He needs to be in prison for this, because we know he's facilitating it. He has absolutely no issue whatsoever with fraudulently stealing your money to benefit his political supporters. And that's what this is. It's an effort to change Minnesota permanently blue.
Yeah, and what's interesting, I was just talking to one of the amazing Republican senators out here, and he was telling me that, confirming what I was saying, it's that people outside of Minneapolis don't like Tim Walz, right? So if you were to indict Tim Walz federally, you know, the reason that you have, just for example, you had the judge out there, Hannah Dugan, in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, that just got convicted of a felony out there in Wisconsin for impeding federal law enforcement and hiding a detainee. If Tim Walz were to be federally charged out here, he's not going to just be judged by people in Minneapolis. It's going to be the rest of the state as well. So, I don't know, or at least much more of the state. I don't exactly know what the district lines are, but either way, there is a possibility you could see Tim Walz indicted and even convicted on something. But TJ, I want to talk a little bit more about Andy Beshear, another corrupt Democrat governor out there in your state. If I can hold you over to the next segment, we'll talk a little bit about him.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our form and you like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
InfoWars Sunday briefing. Again, still outside the Quality Learning Center for now. TJ, so far nobody has taken me out, although for people that are joining us, all the wind out here. I am a miserable person out here, TJ. This sucks. Every part of this place sucks. I don't know if you can hear all the sirens in the background and stuff too. It's, everything is great out here in Tim Walz, Minneapolis. But anyway, we'll go back into what we were actually talking about. You know, early in the show, TJ, I was surrounded by Somalis and had to jump in the car until the police showed up, and then they all scattered like animals. But anyway, we're going now. Let's talk about your governor out there, Mr. Tim Walz, or Mr. Andy Beshear, which is like
surprisingly like.
I'm not a big fan of Andy Beshear. Never have been. The reason I'm in politics now is because, sort of because of you and me getting angry and trying to impeach your governor out there, Mr. Andy Beshear. We printed out tens of thousands of petitions overnight delivered from the Capitol when he was shutting down businesses illegally out there in Kentucky during COVID and was... and the Republicans out there, the spineless Republicans at the time, just wouldn't do anything with it. They just wouldn't impeach the Democrat governor. But tell me, what's his latest scandal, TJ? I've been reading a little bit about this. Driver's licenses for illegals, but it looks like it goes deeper than that.
Yes. So a woman named Melissa Mormon engaged in whistleblowing. She reported the fact that the transportation cabinet, which is part of Andy Beshear's administration, had created a pattern and practice, at least in Elizabethtown. It has now been clear that this is throughout Kentucky, that illegal immigrants are going into our driver's licensing centers, giving the clerks $200 in cash, and at that point, they're giving them driver's licenses without even testing them. Which, by the way, this is illegal. One, they shouldn't be in this country in the first place. But second, it also... is that we have a specific rule. You have to be lawfully present in order to get a Kentucky driver's license. These people are not eligible for it. Melissa Mormon puts out that report, and she's fired for it. The governor, the transportation cabinet, this administration has now been sued for retaliation over it. I did an open records request to try to get these documents, as did several other groups. And unfortunately, we were all denied, but a judge just ruled that they flagrantly violated the Open Records Act and that they have to turn over these documents about this bribery scheme. And that's exactly what this is. We're giving these folks driver's licenses, which, by the way, is qualified photo ID for you to vote in a Kentucky election. So there's voter fraud issues there. There's also the fact that we're just incentivizing more illegal immigration, which is a huge problem in Kentucky of all places. And we have, I think this is the boiling point at this point. The governor is not only engaging in blatantly illegal actions, they're covering it up. And in many ways, the cover up is worse than the crime usually. I'm introducing articles of impeachment against Andy Beshear in response to this, as well as Secretary Jim Gray, who's in charge of the transportation cabinet. This is the level of pay-to-play corruption that we've all come to expect out of Andy Beshear. But where we're at with this is that we have to take drastic action to make sure that we have a government that serves the people who are here lawfully.
So do you think, TJ, do you think Andy Beshear was involved in this scandal? It's called the Beshear crime family for a reason, right? I mean, do you have any reason to believe that he was directly involved in this scandal and potentially, and you said Jim Gray as well, which is the transportation cabinet secretary, I believe, another Democrat.
Yeah, I mean, whistleblowers don't get fired for exposing a coworker at the same level of them. Someone higher up has to have been involved in order for this to get to the point that the governor would open us up to legal liabilities under whistleblower retaliation claims. And that's why I think he's directly involved. And if he's not involved in the immediate scandal, he's clearly involved in the cover-up of it. So either one of those, in my view, is an abuse of office. Either one of those is a high crime or misdemeanor. What we have to realize as well, Nick, is this isn't the first time that Andy Beshear has been called in pay-to-play politics. It's one of the most common things about him, of just whether it's illegal straw donors from elected officials in order to get them on advisory boards with the transportation cabinet, whether it's to get their road projects reprioritized, whether it's certificate of need fraud, and there's more on that coming in the near future. But there are so many issues with the Beshear crime family. And what it says to me is that, as well, Andy Beshear has a strong record of being for open borders and protecting illegal immigrants. He has come out against my legislation to help expedite deportations of illegal immigrants here in Kentucky, even after a person was killed as a result of illegals being here who have been previously arrested. The reality is Andy Beshear is anything but a moderate. He's trying to market himself as such because it's obvious that he's going to run for president. We have to put a stop to it. We have to make sure that whatever our disagreements may be, that at least our government's not corrupt.
Well, TJ, the other part with Andy Beshear out there, I mean, as you said, that he does want to run for president of the United States. It's going to be an interesting primary on the Democrat side between Newsom, Waltz, Andy Beshear. Do you think he's got a shot, or is he just? No, I haven't seen anybody exactly excited about Andy Beshear, nationally speaking. TJ, I mean, his podcast that he's got is it's lower rated than toenail fungus. Okay, what's going on? You looked at I think it was you that showed me the charts for his podcast that were the listening numbers, and it's like 30 people a week. I mean, my God, he's been doing it for over a year, and he's got 30 people listening to it. I have more people in this parking lot listening to me than Andy Beshear has on his podcast. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, Andy Beshear is not the type of person that excites voters, but what he is the type of person that excites the moneyed special interests. There's a reason he's the chairman of the Democrat Governors Association. People look at Andy Beshear and they see him as someone that will look out for the institutions, which is something that frankly, is no longer a merit. It's actually a blight on his record. But that is one of the things, is that the left fundamentally wants to protect the institutions that keep the left in power. And Bashir's the king of that. And they are absolutely gearing him up for a presidential run, if not a vice presidential run with Gavin Newsom. And that is why I'm looking at this and realizing it is more likely than not that he can be a dark horse candidate for it. Charlie Kirk even talked about how he was concerned about a possible Bashir ticket in 28.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so TJ, it is the New Year's, 2026. I was out here the other night. This is where I spent my New Year's Eve, was outside the Quality Luring Center, okay? Not the place that I'd love to be on New Year's Eve, but it's part of the job. Roll clip 12, guys. I wish them a happy New Year. They weren't very excited by that. Clip 12.
What's up? I'm just here to wish everybody a happy New Year from the Quality Luring Center here tonight. You want to say anything to everybody?
You're trespassing, sir.
Huh? You're trespassing in my country.
Live, sir. Live, please.
Live. What do you mean live? I'm living well.
Hold it up.
Yeah. I'm on the sidewalk. What are you talking about?
You're on Norberto.
Okay. What time do you close?
None of your business.
None of my business? Okay. All right. Well, happy New Year anyway.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you. Enjoy. Probably won't be a great one for you, though, I'll be honest with you.
Last name, Ali, A-L-I. 612.
It's a rental, bro, but I mean, that's fine. If it makes you feel better.
Well, you know, anyway, so it was actually, I said earlier in the show that I had the cops called on me twice. It was actually three times. I forgot about this instance. But anyway, they didn't like my happy New Year wish. Apparently, these weird ass daycare centers are apparently night care. They look like nightclubs at night with all the people in the parking lot. TJ, where do people find you, man?
Yeah, my ex is at Real TJ Roberts. My campaign website is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Ooh, 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 ooh.